Okay, so I'm at the Women Pastors Council being held at Newbold College in Bracknell in Berkshire, and right here I have with me Alma, who is a fellow seminarian. I don't think we do any classes together?
One class.
Which class was that?
With Carol. I think it was the first module.
Okay. All right. And I'm just going to ask Alma some questions about her experience of being a woman at seminary, and just ask what made you think about studying theology in the first place?
I was very active in my church, and then I realized that that made me very happy. Mm. And I said to myself, what if you study theology and do this full time? I think that it was what it pushed me to study theology.
Oh, great, great.
I could see myself in a church.
Yes. Okay. So your ambition then is to work within a church. Is that in ministry, in full-time ministry? What sort of role would you see yourself in at a church?
Well, being a member, active member, is very different from being a pastor.
Yeah.
And I have lots of fears about being a pastor. For example, I like preaching, but I have a big question: would I manage to be fast enough to have a new sermon every week?
Yeah, challenge.
Because it takes me so long to write a sermon and to memorize part of the sermon and to prepare it. Will I be able to do that? Will I be able to have new ideas and all that, or to cope with people when they are rude to you? Or,
yeah.
I'm a little bit concerned about all these things. I'm not too sure if I'm ready to be a pastor, but yeah.
It's still what you think you might want to do in the future at some point, then.
Yes, I think so.
And so, what are some of the challenges that you've experienced here, being a woman in a seminary where there's a large majority of men? Have there been any challenges at all? Has that been pretty easy? Has it been smooth going all the way?
Well, I have to say that I have studied theology in two places, in Spain and in England. And in England, my studies is different. I spend most of the time in the library.
Yeah.
A master's is not so... I never had the chance to get close to my lecturer, so things are different here. But I like England. I like Newbold in the way that they give you lots of choice, and I think the lecturers are really open to women.
Yeah.
I have seen that. If I compare this with Spanish,
okay.
Spanish.
So it's been a woman in seminary, studying theology has been a good experience for you then?
In Newbold, it has been a good experience.
That's wonderful. And are there any highs, really great experiences that you have had while being at Newbold that you want to share?
Great experiences? Probably the...
Maybe not. Well, should we start with the lows? What are some of the negatives or the bad experiences? Something that's, you know, that has... It doesn't have to be bad per se, but it could be something that actually started out as quite negative, but because of the community here, they pulled together.
Yes.
And...
Well, as... If I... English... I think that the problem is to find your mission in this church, because
mm-hmm.
it's so big.
Yeah.
I don't think you can be very active in this church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrible for somebody who is preparing herself to be a pastor. So when I first came to England, to Newbold, I tried to adapt to this new church, and I just couldn't. And then I look around and I found a small group not far from here. It doesn't have much support from Newbold College, but for me it's been great because I can develop my gift there. I can active in this church, and I think this is the problem of Newbold Church.